I always say I started my spiritual quest in the summer of 2001. And then over the next couple of years, different people started coming into my life, like Louise Hay. Oh, wow, interesting. And then, you know, you learn about Wayne Dyer. Oh, how interesting. And then, you know, all these different authors and different words and Shakti Gowan. Oh, wow, people have been talking about this for ages, you know. But I was walking down the street in the East Village in New York City, and these three words came to me, magic, passion, love. And I really didn't have any clue. I mean, I always think, like, what the heck am I supposed to do with these? I have to find money to pay my rent. I was like, I got to pay my rent. I got to get a job. You know, magic, passion, love, what's this? However, for some reason, I have allowed myself to stay with these three words and work with them. And over the years, I've discovered that if I allow my magic and if I feel my passion and if I live my love, my life feels good no matter what challenges may come in my path. And that's what I really feel that has given me the strength to do this. I have a place to live, but I haven't paid rent in over a year. That's pretty, you know, that's my big, I haven't paid rent in over a year. I paid my way, but I haven't paid rent. And so I haven't had a home that I can say my home. And but I know that I've discovered that your home really isn't the physical space; it's the place in your heart.
Oh my goodness!
And that's like I'm like, whoa! How could I be learning all this? But this is what we're all learning, and we're all doing in our own way. And we all have this, like you said. I mean, I don't know if it was you or somebody else. We don't need the missionary, the preachers, or the corporate people anymore. We're finding this within ourselves if we really listen to this divine source that is speaking to us, and we just have to open up our ears and eyes and hearts and hear it.
My goodness. Absolutely. This is music to our ears, Joanne.